would you say, clean up or tidy up or?
Well, that word tidy has been used a lot for that sort of a job, just to go out and straighten things.
What do I tell you sometimes?
Hmm?
What do I tell you sometimes?
Go in and...
Well, pick up papers and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up?
Mm-hmm, pick up.
You know, my wife says, go red up the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's an expression that I never use, or my family never did, but I do hear people, and they make that same remark about the table after meal,
red up the table.
Table.
Yeah, that's especially that's where we use it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
She uses red up the table.
I don't, but she does, and we're from the same town.
Well, I boarded out here years back when I was single, in a place where they use that expression always right after the meal. Tell the kids, the younger ones, you know, to red up the table.
Now, the thing you'd use to sweep off the porch, you'd sweep it off with a what?
Well, a broom.
Where do you keep the broom?
Well, we have one outside that stays on the porch, and we have one we put in a closet when it's not used.
Do you call the closet the...
Room, well,
room
it's
closet,
a utility closet.
Utility closet, whatever they... Some have a different expression for it.
We have the waste paper can and the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
The shelves are full of groceries.
Pardon my... sort of turning this
that's
way.
All right.
Well, that's okay.
I was getting a better
pardon me
better
for keeping the line going.
No,
I have
all
right. Talk.
No, it's all right.
He's got a good chair right here, just like that.
You know, Moses couldn't talk, and God gave him Aaron. That's what God gave Ralph for him. Help him talk.
If you didn't have a broom closet or any place else to keep the, say you didn't keep it on the porch, some people put it somewhere in relation to a door. They don't keep it in front of the door.
Well, they have a regular... You say if we didn't have a broom
yeah,
closet.
Yeah, some people, they'll keep it in a certain place in relationship to a door. They don't keep it in front of the door. They
behind the door. Yes, that's a door that stands open. Now, we don't have any swinging doors here.
I guess
you
just have
two opens. No doors to bother with.
On Monday, the housewife theoretically does the...
Washing. That isn't so here, but then
that's a legend.
Listen, I know people who wash
here.
On Monday
and
if it's raining, they don't wash on Monday.
And on Tuesday they'll do the
ironing. And maybe some mending.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the place I came up on out here before I came in the door?
Well, we call it a porch, but...
No, walk.
No,
do you have
no,
a, I don't remember whether it has a roof over it or not, does it?
Yes, it has a roof over
And that would be a walk or a porch?
No,
that's
no,
a porch.
That part is a porch. He said the part he came up on here.
Strip of concrete.
Now, is that, you ever call it anything else? Stoop? Or?
No, we don't. I don't.
Breezeway?
No, it wouldn't be a breezeway. A breezeway is always between two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's not a gallery or veranda or
no,
piazza or
no,
anything.
No,
okay.
Veranda must be a bigger porch, what it is really. And sometimes it's in a circle or goes around two sides of the house like that.
If there was a draft coming in, you might tell somebody to the door.
Close the door.
And if you're a little bit angry, you might tell them to...
Shut the door. I expect we use that word shut more than close too.
Shut the door. Please shut the door. I use it when I'm not even angry. Please shut the door. I'm not angry at all. If you had a car, you say, today you drive the car, yesterday you... Just the same thing.
Drove.
Right. You say that with a nail? I drove a nail in the board also? Or?
I would if I say yes. I drove for your past action.
Now the boards that are on the side of the house...
Well... Siding boards, they call them nowadays. We used to call it weather boards years ago.
Mm-hmm.